Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Is there religious persecution going on in Germany and in the rest of Europe? What an amazing question, you might ask, but there are developments occurring over there which are pretty much unnoticed in this country, pretty much ignored, but they could have tremendous impact and consequences for all of us. What am I talking about? I'm talking about a decision which the highest court in Germany just rendered, banning Sunday shopping in Germany. Now, this was a decision which was following a complaint by the Roman Catholic and the Protestant churches. I'd like to read to you what some of the German magazines wrote. Here's an article by Die Tageszeitung, an article which was then also translated into English-speaking magazines, and The Local, for example, published it too. It says it was just another Tuesday, but Germany's Christian churches had a reason to let their bells toll this week. In the name of religious freedom, they won a major victory at the Constitutional Court in Karlsruhe against the heathen city of Berlin. It had to be Berlin, a godless place that has ditched compulsory religion classes for school children and would like to prohibit prayer in school buildings. But the churches now have it from the highest judicial authority in the country. Berlin's secular push has gone too far. Advent Sundays and the run-up to Christmas are holy and shops must remain closed. If there are to be any exceptions, then only to prove the rule that stores in Germany do not open on the seventh day of the week. How is it that Switzerland's recent prohibition on minarets can be seen as an affront to religious freedom? But in Germany we allow churches rather than a democratically elected government tell us what to do with our Sundays. What happened to the religious freedom of those citizens who don't believe in the Christian ideal of the Sabbath and would rather go to the shops than church? Now, I want to interrupt here and point out two common mistakes which this author has made. First, he talks about Sunday as the seventh day of the week. Now, of course, biblically speaking, Sunday was never the seventh day of the week. Sunday is always identified in Scripture as the first day of the week. The seventh day of the week has always been, is today, and will always be the Sabbath, which is the time from Friday sunset to Saturday sunset. And then, of course, it also talks about the Sabbath here, identifying it as Sunday, another common mistake people are making, confusing the two. Now, the reason that Christians today believe they have to keep Sunday holy is because the Catholic Church changed the Scriptures. They admit that. There is nothing in the Bible, and they admit that, which would do away with the Sabbath and would change it to Sunday. Jesus Christ never kept Sunday. The early apostles never kept Sunday. The early Christian Church never kept Sunday. It was the Catholic Church which adopted Sunday and replaced the Sabbath because they wanted to embrace into their fold pagans who already kept Sunday in worship of their pagan sun gods. That's where the name Sunday comes from. And also because they wanted to have a separation from the Jewish community because of obviously anti-Semitic reasons. Now the Protestant Church has followed the lead of the Catholic Church, even though during the time of the Reformation they said, oh, we're only going to follow what the Bible says. But they were duped into accepting Sunday and worship of Sunday in following the Catholic Church. Now, Germany has gone so far as to change the calendar. When you look at a German calendar, you will see that Sunday is now designated as the last day of the week, the seventh day of the week, not any longer being the first day of the week, and of course unsuspected people are now following that lead, not knowing that this is totally contrary to what the Bible says, because the Bible says in the Ten Commandments, you shall keep the Sabbath holy, not Sunday. Has never been Sunday, insofar as the eyes of God are concerned. Now let me continue with the article, though. It says, the place to go for answers from now on is Karlsruhe, home to the Constitutional Court. No one should underestimate the legal gymnastics required to reach this decision. According to the Constitution, Sunday is a day to rest and rejuvenate the soul. There is not a single word about God or Christmas or even the birth of Jesus. And no wonder, Sunday was never holy to the German Constitution, but it was never holy to God either. He goes on to say, which is why no one could claim it was in the name of religion. But that has all changed now. The Constitutional Court's decision refers directly to the Christian roots of resting on Sundays. Now these are the Roman Catholic roots. constructing a legal precedent for the churches. If politicians from one of Germany's 16 federal states want to rethink their retail shopping hours, it might now be a good idea to stop by the local bishop's place to see if they have this blessing first. But how do you reconcile that with the right to a neutral secular government? This is the real reason 3 constitutional court judges rejected the ruling. Had it been just one more, Berliners could have kept their Sunday shopping during Advent. The topic of store opening hours might be banal, but the court ruling fundamentally changes the state's relationship between religion and law. Now, to be fair, there was never a complete separation between church and state in Germany as we have it in the United States. I remember when I grew up in Germany and went to public school, one week a Protestant minister came in to teach us religion, and the next week a Catholic bishop came in and taught us religion. You see, I don't remember too much about that, except that one time we had interpretations done of Beatle records. Eleanor Rigby was one of those, and Yellow Submarine, I believe, was the other. Nevertheless, it was clearly allowed, it was demanded, that in public schools, Christian, quote-unquote, religion was to be taught. But if you go back into history, and the Bible tells us very clearly that history will repeat itself in these last days, we find that the Roman Empire was revived several times, and it was revived ultimately as the Holy Roman Empire. Charlemagne, Charles the Great, was crowned by the Pope in the year 800 AD in Aachen by the Pope, as I said, as the Emperor of the Holy Roman Empire, showing a collaboration between church and state. Later, Otto was crowned by the Pope as the Emperor of the Holy Roman Empire of the German nation. Even Napoleon received the crown from the Pope. And the Bible says that in these last days, a final resurrection of the Holy Roman Empire in Europe will take place, and Sunday will be a key element of worship. Historically, it wasn't just keeping Sunday holy, it was always in combination with not keeping the weekly Sabbath holy. It was prohibited to close your shops on Saturdays, and it was demanded to close your shops on Sunday. My friends, we will see something like that happening again in continental Europe very, very soon. It is prophesied, and nothing can change that. When Hitler came to power, many chose to close their eyes and to also close their ears. Didn't want to listen, didn't want to hear what was happening in Europe at that time. Let us hope and pray that we are not as naive now as we were then. Thank you very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.